Sacre bleu! The French just royally owned Donald Trump before the eyes of the world, and the taco president is steaming. And who likes a steamed taco? In case you feel like the world has suddenly become more kind to President Strokey Pants following the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, in case you think he's not getting enough criticism for his ridiculous antics during the visit of King Charles, stay tuned. Leave it to the French to come up with a classy political slapback. All the details coming up next here on The David Reddish Show. Welcome to the show, beautiful viewers. I am your host. And once again, please subscribe to our channel right now if you have not. We are almost to our next benchmark of 350,000 subscribers. Also, if you're in the greater Los Angeles area, I would love to meet you this Friday as I host a special anniversary screening of the cult film Shopping for Fangs at the Lemley Royal. Directors Justin Lin and Quentin Lee will both be in attendance, and I'll host a special conversation after the film, and we're also having an after party at the nearby nickel mine. So I'd love for you to join us. But okay, let's get to it. Since returning to the White House, President Syphilis just loves to tout his total ignorance of history, or, you know, anything a president should actually know. And he loves to insult our allies. Remember this little exchange at a conference in Davos, Switzerland last year?
And then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps.
Okay, so first of all, they speak German in Switzerland already, so this joke doesn't quite land. And if that quip left you wanting to tell Trump where he can stick his history lessons, stay tuned. You're about to feel vindicated. Also, can we all just take a moment to remember that while the U.S. did play a key role in victory in Europe during World War II, it was largely the sacrifice and tenacity of the Brits and the Russians that won the war. The United States lost a 250,000 soldiers in Europe. Britain lost about 383,000. Russia lost a staggering 11 million, and that does not count civilian casualties. So once again, have some pride, but check yourself, Taco. Moving on. The comment did not sit well in Europe, as you might imagine. And during his current visit to Washington at the moment, King Charles made reference to it last night with a jab of his own.
This said, our French friends can feel equally at home with a glance at a map. Indeed, you recently commented, Mr. President, that if it were not for the United States, European countries would be speaking German. Dare I say that if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking French.
You know, the man has a point. Though, in fairness, I wish he would have also mentioned that we would be speaking Spanish if not for the British Empire. I'm sure that would have gone over real well with Trump, especially if America's favorite boob squeezer, Stephen Miller, was in the room at the time. And if you don't know why that's funny, see our other videos here on the channel. You're missing out. Moving on. King Charles's little quip about language didn't go unnoticed by the rest of the world. And predictably, it played quite well in France, where the current president, Emmanuel Macron, took the opportunity to troll Trump himself. Take a look at this. This morning, the Daily Beast reports that following King Charles's joke about speaking French, Macron took to social media, apparently on a variety of platforms, to post a little jibe of his own. Quote, "That would be chic," close quote, Macron posted to Twitter. And while it might seem like an offhand, good-natured comment, as the Beast points out, correctly mind you, Trump and Macron have been at odds in recent months courtesy of the war in Iran. Trump has implored the French to help him in the war, specifically with opening the Strait of Hormuz, and Macron has laughed in Trump's face. Macron also refused to join Trump's Board of Peace, which already appears obsolete. The exchange also comes after Trump mocked Macron for a viral video that appeared to show his wife, Brigitte Macron, smacking Macron in the face aboard a plane in Vietnam. So in other words, don't expect Macron's remark to do any favors for the Franco-US relationship. That will only improve once the Orange Menace has bid the White House adieu. And while I do take issue with some of Macron's policies in France, it's hard to quibble with him refusing to take part in the Iran war, which is a disaster and remains deeply unpopular worldwide, including here in the United States. And his needling of Trump, no matter how softly, also feels cathartic in our current moment. On the other hand, maybe there's an easy way to warm the Trump-Macron relationship. After all, as we all know, Trump does love it when someone says we, especially in the bedroom. Note to the White House staff, don't tell him what that really means. For once, let him have his fantasy in the name of diplomacy. And a note to the French, if you say oui-oui to Trump and he invites you to go to his room, don't go. This is the David Reddis Show.